here too much. I think that he just doesn't want.
Okay, I'd like to I'd like to call to order the Town of Montville Town Council regular meeting of January 13th, 2025. Please join me in pledge allegiance, followed by a moment of silence for our military.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call, just to keep knowing that Councilor Gaskowitz is not joining us tonight.
Councilor Karen?
Here.
Councilor Sitra?
Here.
Councilor May?
Here.
Councilor Sebelian?
Here.
Councilor Southard?
Here.
Present.
So at this time, we're going to do special recognitions and presentations. The Montville Youth Service Bureau, Montville Youth Action Council, Montville High School students, I guess, Josie English, Adam Sheridan, Nicole Hudson, Nathan Dillon, Alex Joseph, Jason Sheridan, and college students Dan Barberi and Amanda Kareens. So, Mayor, you have something? Mayor, you're going to kind of explain what's going on?
Yeah.
Good.
This group is called the Montville Youth Action Council, and they have been busy over the years helping the community, doing work inside the community, and dedicating their time to various programs. And Councilor
So you guys may not be familiar with the Youth Action Council, but they're heavily involved in the schools. This is up like the Stall Street News, which is a journal. It's basically a lot of stuff on prevention and just campaigns for like opioid prevention. They're doing one on gambling awareness, things like that. You might also see in the billboard that they helped design the Youth Good Bro, which was a mental health campaign that was going around town. So their efforts have been awesome. A lot of them are seniors, so Barb's going to have to figure out some replacement plan for quite a few of them. I know it's not going to be easy to do, but so yeah, make sure you guys get us some dedicated folks like you guys, because you guys have been awesome the last 4 years. And Jason, I think you're still going to be around, so
yeah.
A lot on your plate, buddy, all right? So yeah, they've been awesome. We just wanted to recognize them and just let the town know all the good they've done for the schools and for everyone, really. So thank you.
So I really hope that youth director is able to keep this program going and find new members, because as you know, you're in and on. But it's with great pleasure that I'm in this office, being able to recognize you after all these years of watching what you've been doing. And in your mission statement, this is the Montville Youth Commission is to provide opportunities for youth ages 12 to 18 develop and promote responsibility, leadership, empowerment, interest in the community, and a positive social development through active participation in the formation, coordination, and delivery of community projects, raising awareness, providing education, fundraising to support their campaigns, and participating in social and recreational activities in the community. And they do an outstanding job doing it. It's a great pleasure that I read this and give them this proclamation. The Montville Youth Action Council, in recognition of outstanding contributions. The Montville Youth Action Council, established in 2001 with the help of Barbara, has provided countless opportunities for youth between ages 12 and 18 by way of fundraising and the creation of educational and awareness campaigns to help enrich and improve the lives of those who reside in our community. Whereas YAC proudly received a $10,000 state opioid response grant to raise awareness regarding opioid crisis and addiction issues participating in the year record of 17.5 pounds of unused prescription drugs during drug take-back day, April 27th of this year, which aided in the prevention of harmful prescription drugs by making their way back into the community while promoting and encouraging the use of prescription boxes in town. In addition to distributing free prescription lock boxes to Montville residents and seniors. The act also hosted Chris Heron, a former NBA basketball player who overcame opioid addiction, to share his story with middle school and Montville High School students. Whereas YAC facilitated Mental Health Day on Monday, May 27th, 2024, at Ben and Jerry's Mohegan Sun, by sharing information with both local patrons and out-of-town visitors, which resulted in receiving a percentage of the sales invest and back into the community. And whereas YAC aided in the creation of Montville Youth Services You Good Grow campaign as a conversation starter for youth and young adults struggling with mental health illnesses, issues, and in need of support, including information about dialing or texting 988 at a direct 24/7 365 resource for help and support. Whereas YAC was awarded a $3,000 grant from CREC to create and implement a youth gambling awareness project focusing on the dangers of underage and online gambling. Whereas YAC went into the extra mile by repainting the Welcome All Rainbow Crosswalk, planting flower boxes and planting 100 daffodils at Fair Oaks Community Center to represent kindness and encourage the importance of community service. Whereas YAC created, promotes, distributes a monthly Stall Street Journal, a publication posted in school bathroom stalls, which promotes healthy relationships, self-care resources and tips, and informed on the dangers of energy drinks and other substances, shares mental health resources such as 988 information. Now therefore, I, Leonard G. Bunnell, Mayor of Montville, have unto set my hand and cause the seal of Montville to be affixed this day, 13th of January, 2025. We might express our sincere gratitude for your hard work and dedication throughout the years. It's named a lot of things that went on this year, but it's been going on for quite a while, and they're way past due recognition.
Thank you.
So that has this is our What's in Your Head campaign, but inside there's bracelets and you could grow stuff.
I don't think there's a flash everybody.
You're so awesome. I love it.
Them, and their parents are here,
They really are the future. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Mayor. What a nice presentation. It was really good. All right, this time I'd like to do alterations to the agenda.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to remove item 15A from the agenda, as this is covered under Lieutenant Radford's report every month.
So move.
Second.
Any discussion? All right. All in favor to remove 15A, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none. I'd like a motion to remove 16C. Is that correct, Councilor Southern?
It is. So move.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor? Aye. Say aye.
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 Any opposed? Say aye. All right. Hearing none. 16C is removed. I believe we have a couple of ads under new business. I think for this, we can just read both of them, and unless somebody has objection.
You want me to read them?
What's that?
You want me to read them?
Sure.
Okay. Item 16G, the Town of Montville hereby resolves to review and approve the silent panic alarm procedure as recommended by Town Administration Rules and Procedure Standing Committee. And 16H, the Town of Montville hereby resolves to review and approve the fire drills for Town Hall policy as recommended by the Town Administration Rules and Procedure Standing Committee.
Do I have a second on those?
I'll second it.
Any discussion? All right. Hearing none. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Be added to tonight's agenda. Thank you. Any other alterations to the agenda? All right. Moving on, consider act a motion to approve the special meeting minutes of December 17th, 2024.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All right. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right. We have no executive session tonight. Item 8, remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with a 3-minute limit.
Dan Gullin, 64 D'Amato Drive, Oakdale. I just want to give everyone an update on where we are now that we have the shelter being built, the animal shelter. I have a group that's been helping me both just emailing and coming to meetings. And right now, we have been approved by the state for our nonprofit for animal welfare. And it is called the Montville Animal Welfare Initiative Incorporated. We've been approved for incorporation. We now have been approved by the feds for our EII number. We have our mission statement. We have our bylaws. All of those have been approved. And the last document is getting entered into the computer tomorrow for the federal government, which will be our 1023 nonprofit status. So we're hoping that we'll have that in the next few months. We're going to be helping with the groundbreaking as soon as the mayor knows when we're going to be doing that. And we have our pup rally again coming in May. We will need volunteers for all of that. And we just want to thank everybody that's been helping and helping with the nonprofit.
Thank you.
Remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with a 3-minute limit. And I'll go one more time. Remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with a 3-minute limit. Hearing none. Item 9, communications. Copy of the legal bills from Heleron and Sage for the month of November 2024, and copy of the legal bills from Heleron and Sage for the month of December 2024. Those are all in your packet. If you haven't reviewed them, please look those over. Report from the town attorney on matters referred. Mayor, do we have anything from the town attorney?
Nothing to report.
Remarks from the mayor and administrative department heads. To include matters referred. Mayor?
We'll start with department heads. Lieutenant Radford, would you like to make a report?
Mm-hmm.
Dave Radford, Lieutenant Montville Police. Just wanted to give a quick update on where we stand with the shelter. There's not a lot to report, but we want to keep everybody updated as to where we're at. On Thursday, 12/19/24, the contract was officially signed by Orlando and Olean Sons and the mayor. The contractor's team was identified to the town, and the mayor procured a volunteer clerk of the works, Bill Barlow, to assist with monitoring the project along with Silver Petrosali. We have a meeting this week to discuss the already approved plan and permitting. There will also hopefully be a tentative groundbreaking date discussed at that time. And that's where we stand with that.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you. I just want to reiterate that my personal appreciation for Bill Barlow stepping up to the plate and offering his services. He was involved in the City of New London Animal Control Shelter in that construction, and it's really going to pay off big dividends for us having his expertise and his involvement, because he'll be there, you know, pretty much on a daily basis or every other day to watch over some of the proceedings and the construction and report right back to Silver Petrocelli with what he sees. With a lot of good comments and recommendations on Orlando and Ellie contractors. They did the Lisbon Firehouse. They're doing it right now, finishing it up. So a lot of good recommendations or good reports coming on that company. So we're looking good. John Carlson from Public Works.
John Carlson, the Director of Public Works for the Town of Montville.
We've been busy taking care of trees, tree trimming. We've actually done quite a bit of litter picking. It's just a never-ending battle. We're still working on our light project at the camp. I'm still working on our drainage at Public Works. As the weather gets cold, it kind of gets difficult to do certain projects. The docks and the fishing pier are currently out to bid. I know most of you have seen that. I'm working on a lot of little things. I know this time of the month for me is hard because the budget, I got to have my budget in by the January 30th. So I've been kind of busy trying to get prices and make sure things have gone up quite a significant this year. So I've got a lot of working with Patrick, I hope, to get a couple things, numbers squared away. So I don't have, it feels like I was just here like yesterday. That's how crazy life has been. Like I was just here last month, you know. That's what happens when you take a little time off. But any questions or anything? It's just crazy.
Believe me, I know.
Does anyone have any questions for the Public Works Director?
I do, Mr. Chairman. John, you know, please tell all your staff, it's doing a fantastic job on the roads. I know that we've had, some icy mornings and stuff like that. They've been doing a great job. We did talk with the mayor. Do we still have our meeting next week since you're here giving the full report?
No, we should still have it. I have a lot to talk about.
I figured you would. No repeating. The question is to me, on the days that we do have clear, are we going to designate a few staff, or a few of the Public Works employees to do some trash pickup? I know I've received a couple of emails, and I know you've been away, so I wasn't on the time to try to keep informing you on that.
If you have target areas, just give me a heads up. I mean, we try to hit a lot of areas. I mean, just the other day, I the guys are out, and I have to call them up because someone left a mattress on the side of the road that was in actually the roadway on Pitchillin. You know, so these are the things, these are the battles we have to come up against, you know. Pulling people off of jobs that are working on to go pick up a mattress and box spring that's actually in the travel portion of the road. You know, whether it fell off or it got pushed off, we don't know.
Yeah, and you know what? We still have the NIP money, so, you know, if we have to do something to help you with that. I know I informed the mayor on, and he was calling the state on 32 and 163. The litter there was, it's just getting out of hand, especially over here on the intersection. So he was going to take care of that. So, you know, I appreciate that. I know that you've been doing some potholes. We talked about that.
Yeah.
So, you know, I look forward to our meeting. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, John. And Chief, I didn't mean to overlook you. You have anything you want to say? Appreciate that.
You sure?
And not to put you on the spot, Barbara, but since you're here.
That would be, yeah.
Yes.
He's going to come up when it comes to him for the tasers.
I just wanted to formally thank the council for their support for the part-timer increase. The employees that we hired are phenomenal. And it was all, we spoke to the, you know, recruitment and retention portion of, you know, what the town should be doing to recruit good people. Our after-school program is at 59 kids, and we have 60 spots. So that's really good news for us. We only have one open spot right now. But the staff is phenomenal, doing a great job. Everybody's on time, professional, have taken all the trainings that Maria has requested for them to take. So we're really proud. We have a really strong group watching those kids after school. Secondarily, this is a little bit different than normal reports. In 2022, the town council, the sitting town council at the time, approved how we were going to spend the opioid remediation money from the lawsuits that resulted as, you know, resulted from the irresponsibility of a lot of the pharmacies and pharmacists and doctors and all the people who are, you know, responsible for how a lot of those opioids got into the community. So we are moments away from signing our contract with Blue Sky Wellness LLC, who will be providing addiction and substance misuse focused counseling for Mottville residents. And they don't have to be kids, they can be older. We have Project Courage in the high school now, which also is supported by the opioid funds. And we are going to renew our contract with Uncas Health District for the mobile health van, but we're going to start rotating the location of the mobile health van because it's been in Town Hall parking lot. And we like it on the bus line. So actually, Chief Suarez is here tonight. I was going to ask if we can use Mohegan parking lot, the firehouse parking lot, one Wednesday a month for that. I sent you an email. So
right on the spot. Right on the spot.
Right on the spot. Well, I asked the fire marshal, and he said it was okay, but to ask you. But I think rotating the location is important, and it's going to be at the community center one Wednesday a month as well. All the services that come out of that are free, and they do drug testing, they do clean needle exchange, they do tick-borne illness, they do blood pressure screenings, heart screenings, all those kinds of things, free of charge to anybody in the community, no matter what your age is. So all of those things, I just wanted you to know the things you supported with the opioid funding, and the money is still kind of rolling in. For the next 18 years, the town of Mottville will be getting checks from all the lawsuits. So we're just doing our best to reinvest that back into the community to help people struggling with addiction. And we tie it right into the, you know, You Good Bro mental health campaign. People often mention that to us. You'll see it on the side of a seat bus very soon. The seat bus will have the You Good Bro 988 logo on it. You've seen the billboard. One of the ones above the AJ's Plaza is still there. And it's only still there because nobody else has rented that billboard. So keep your eye out for those kinds of things. Obviously, we gave you something to remember us by with the 988 You Good Bro. But, you know, please encourage anybody you know that's struggling to dial 988. And we will continue to do our good works at Youth Services to the best of our ability. Thank you.
Thank you, Barb. You did a great job. Thanks.
Many programs coming out of the Youth Services Center that Barb has been responsible for, and has same as the YAC group, helping us with that, spreading the word on opioid money and mental health. And Chief Suarez, while you're here, if you have anything you want to, I'm sorry to put you on the spot, but I just want to offer it since you're here. All right, appreciate you being here. For my report, I've accepted the resignation of the finance director, and that's effective January 31st. We hired and has started the tax collector, the new tax collector, David Greaves. He started on the 23rd of December. And we hit a home run, I think, with Mr. Greaves. He comes to us from another position as a finance director, and I'm not the finance director, the tax collector. And he got a boatload of experience, and he's only relocating because he needs to move closer to where he's living now. We're currently have applications for the finance director, as well as the tax assessor clerk and firefighters, and those interviews are ongoing. The deputy fire marshal is recovering at home from a fall at a motor vehicle accident last week. His recuperation period is not known at this time. In the meantime, we're fortunate enough to have Chief Blanchett to fall back on as a backup to Fire Marshal Barnes for investigations only. And we appreciate you being here, Chief.
We do. Thank you very much, Chief.
Director Carlson mentioned the fishing pier boat launch bid openings. We sent them out, and the dates for the bid openings are February 12th at 10, and the bid openings for the town engineer bids are also on the 12th at 10:30. And then I'm continuing throughout the month to attend commission and committee meetings such as WPCA, Conservation, Parks and Rec, Planning, Zoning, Inland Wetlands. Whatever I can attend, I do attend. We met earlier this last week. We met with the Senator Austin, Senator Marks, and the new Representative Menapeace to discuss town funding needs. That's it. Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, is Patrick?
No.
You want to say anything?
No, Patrick's here. He was only here to answer some questions if anybody had anything. We already discussed that.
All right. Well, reports from standing committees, town administration rules and procedures.
The stuff's on the agenda from our meeting, so we'll talk about it when we get there.
All right. Finance meeting, we had a finance meeting in December, and we worked on a couple of things that we needed some answers to, and we're still working on a few things, getting the budget ready. We're probably going to have a special finance meeting here in the next week or two to start going over some things after the departure of our finance director. So we got to get some things going and some things settled out for the upcoming budget. Public Works Solid Waste Disposal.
Yeah, John is just giving an update on that. We're going to have our other meeting pretty soon. So I'll give another update when we do have our council meeting, next council meeting.
Oh.
Sorry about that, Mr. Chairman.
All right, reports from special committees and liaison councilors. Councilor Karen, Commission on Aging, Nonprofit Organizations, Social Services, Volunteer Firefighters Relief Fund.
Social Services, the department, over 350 food baskets for Thanksgiving and Christmas. The past holiday, over 500 children received toy bags from our senior center and for local volunteers who helped us with that. And I'd like to thank the volunteers who packed it. Our seniors did a big part of that, which every year our seniors do contribute a lot of time, and other volunteers too. I appreciate that. We also delivered over 100 homebound meals. Thank you to the Mr. Chairman and the mayor for helping out with that. It's always an interesting time and a good thing to do to take some time out of our day to deliver the homebound meals to our either our seniors or people in need. The Social Service Department continues to be a very busy food bank, a hygiene bank, clothing bank, and the pet food bank is doing awesome. They presented probably heating. We're also doing our heating assistance right now, which is in full swing for people who need heating assistance. There has been a large amount of hoarding going on in our town. The director is working very closely on that for some grants for that to help with the payment of that to set off some of the costs. The Social Service Senior Center is starting the year off with a lot of new programs. They have two presentations this month, the dental costs for those with Medicare, which does not cover dental, the fraud scams targeting seniors. They also are offering some same-day craft and programs for each month as well. They have a computer classes beginning February 3rd with a new instructor of the computer classes. They also have sound healing classes February 5th at 5:30 to offer our seniors who are still working with the opportunity to participate in classes as well. The director and her program coordinator are working had as many new programs as well as getting the word out on all the ones programs that were presently that we have in place. The Senior Center has hired a new chef, Tom, at the center, and is also doing a fantastic job. Unfortunately, the prior chef that was working there, Lori, had left us, gave her a resignation a few months ago, and unfortunately has passed. Lori was fantastic and a joy to stop in to see everything that was going on in the kitchen, and she was a joy to help out with our seniors. And that's it.
Can I ask a question about the hoarding? Is that a...
Go ahead, I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman.
The hoarding?
Hoarding.
Yeah, like, is it? I know it's a problem, but is it more of a, like a social, psychological issue, or how do they attack?
I don't know if I'm even equipped to even say that. I'm not right there. I don't know if I have the education to say on that part, but you know what? I believe that we work closely with our police department, our social service does, and once it's pinpointed, our health department also is involved with that. You know what? It's, you don't see it because it's kind of a quiet thing. A lot of people don't present it out there. But we do have an issues with it right now, and that's why I can't say offhand. I maybe 10 or 12, I think Kathy was saying last year. But the cost for that is, and also to help the person with that, is skyrocketing. So Kathy is looking for some grants on that.
Thank you,
Chairman. If I could just add to what Councilor Karen had mentioned about the chef, Chef Tom. He comes to us with 45 years experience in food serving. He's got corporate banquet experience, and he's also got 25 years retired as a volunteer fireman out of Wallingford. So kind of one of those behind-the-scenes workers that nobody ever sees, and really doing 50 meals a day. Really appreciative of him being there.
Well, that's an awesome program, and we were lucky to get him, and we were very lucky to have Lori, too.
Absolutely.
Moving on, Councilor Jaskiewicz not here, but Board of Education and Planning and Zoning.
There was no meeting for Board of Education.
And Mayor, do you have anything from Planning and Zoning?
No, they got a full slate, I'll say it that much, but not really, no. We got some projects going on that have been approved, and we don't have any starting dates, but we're anticipating in the spring a couple going on.
All right. Thank you. Councilor Lathrop, Economic Development Commission, Water Pollution Control Authority.
Economic Development Commission, not much going on there. Water Pollution Control Authority, I was unable to attend the meeting, so I have nothing to report there.
Councilor Sebelius, Conservation Commission, Public Safety Commission, Youth Service Bureau, and Advisory Board.
Public Safety hasn't met since our last council meeting. Conservation, I just wanted to let everyone know how active of a group they are. They did their, annual review, year in review type thing. Yeah. And just some of the stuff they've done this year, they've done quite a bit. And just this weekend, they were building a new walkover to connect basically where the playground is at Fair Oaks to the Conservation Center. So there's a trail there with a new sign, and there's a little bit of a walkover that goes over the wetland spot, and it's beautiful. I mean, they put a lot of time and effort into that place, and hope people get out and walk and utilize it. Youth Services, I think we've kind of covered it for tonight. They're awesome. Yak is great. Those kids do a lot in our school, so we're definitely going to miss them when they graduate, and hopefully we get, some great contributors to come in, too. So,
would you like to talk about the Bond meeting we had with Avalonia?
Yeah, during the conservation last meeting, too, we had Avalonia come. They're interested in purchasing the Bond property with our help. They're going to be getting the word out there more in the upcoming months just on what the property has to offer. It's almost 700 acres, and there's just really endless possibilities for passive recreation out there, fishing, kayaking, biking, horseback riding. There's just tons of stuff they can do. So that's going to be upcoming, and just I urge you to make yourself familiar with the property and see what it has to offer.
And there'll be some, in the future, Avalonia will be probably giving some tours out there, so we'll make sure we get the dates out for that if people are interested in seeing that. All right. Anything else?
No, I'm good.
Councilor Southard, Farmers Market Committee, Library Committee, Parks and Rec Commission.
Okay, I'll start with the Parks and Recreation Commission. Our meeting started with a presentation from Girl Scout Junior Troop 63416 for a project. They would like to work with the town to have an inclusive swing installed at the Fair Oaks Playground. This is a perfect fit for that area, as we have an inclusive playset there already, and this would be a great addition to that area. The commission approved $5,000 to power wash, scrape, prime paint, and replace the trim of the soccer field shed. This is long overdue, and very happy that we're able to do that. Camp Oakdale basketball courts are nearly done. The hoops are up. The lines will be painted in the spring, and work has also begun at the Desjardins basketball courts as well. I attended a carnival meeting, and the carnival is tentatively set for June 20 to 22nd. Just finalizing things on that. Farmers Market Committee met. Opening night is tentatively going to be June 24th. And more details about that will come out in the near future. And there was no library meeting. And that's it.
Thank you. Item 14, appointments and resignations. 14A, to consider an act of motion to reappoint Florence Turner to the Farmers Market Committee with a term to expire on 14 February 2028.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All right. Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. All right. That's 7-0 in favor. Item 14B, consider act of motion to reappoint Brianna Toby to the Farmers Market Committee with a term to expire.
I believe that's only 6-0, Mr. May.
I'm sorry, what?
You said that was 7-0,
that's
6-0.
And I'm sorry about that. I apologize. It should be
Joe's here.
6-0.
In spirit.
Yeah, in spirit. Thank you for pointing that out.
Good catch.
Very good.
Let me reread this so it's official. Consider an act and a motion to reappoint Brianna Toby to the Farmers Market Committee with a term to expire on February 14th, 2028.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. So that is 6-0 in favor. Unfinished business, we have none. Item 16A, the town of Montville hereby resolves to refund taxes due to overpayments and corrections in the amount of $3,773.32, as requested by the tax collector.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. That is 6-0 in favor. The town of Montville hereby resolves to authorize Mayor Leonard Bunnell Sr. to execute and submit an application to the State of Connecticut Public Utilities Regulatory Authority for a $172,712 public education and government programming and education technology investment account grant program, my goodness, for audiovisual streaming equipment in the town council chambers.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion. Mayor, let us know about
this. This is a no match grant, maximum of 172. Our chances of getting the full amount are not that good, but we're hoping that we can persuade and get that amount. The streaming that we're looking at is going to cost about $170,000. I think it's a good idea. I think it's good for transparency, And it's not just for town council meetings. It's for any of the meetings that take place in the chambers here. I think I fully support this, and I'm hoping that we are successful in getting that amount of money.
So just to be clear, you're only to execute and submit an application for this grant.
That's correct. Right. Just submit the application.
Any questions? All right. Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. It's 6-0 in favor. Item 16C was removed. Item 16D, to consider an act on a motion to discuss and authorize Mayor Leonard Bunnell Sr. and Town Council Chairperson Timothy May to send a formal letter of request to Governor Ned Lamont requesting the expansion of the Mohegan-Pequot Bridge.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion. The mayor and I went to a couple of meetings about the bridge where they're scheduled to have supposedly $333 million worth of repairs to the bridge, but it didn't since 2005, and there was another study done in 2017 that says that the bridge needs to be increased in size for the capacity that it's receiving today and for potential growth. So we're really kind of questioning the Department of Transportation and pushing them to maybe use that money more wisely and seek to get a bigger bridge. Any comments on that, Mayor?
That about sums it up. You know, there was also a report from Southeastern Connecticut Council of Governments in 23 identifying the need and the local support for that. There's more reasons than I can even shake a stick at it, how many why we need to widen that. And I'm not talking about building a new bridge. I'm talking about just widening what we have. They're only in the planning stages now for the refurbing of it. So now is a good time to make the push. And this letter will be going out to not only the governor, but DOT commissioners and our legislative team in Hartford.
Yeah. I just want to point out that Senator Kathy Austin, she brought this to attention. I think she had a letter to the editor in the day. I believe that's correct.
Yes.
And she really pointed out that's what really got us tuned in on this. And just wanted to say that she's really, you know, letting us know that, you know, we really need to look at this, and we're getting all the different towns, Ledger, Preston, Norwich, and some other, and Groton, to really look at this bridge and getting it increased in size. As you know, there was a horrific accident on 95 last year that just did a huge traffic snarl. They couldn't divert the traffic onto the northbound bridge because it's load limited, and it wouldn't take the additional load of bidirectional traffic. So they had to divert traffic about 12 miles for a couple of days. And it proved that bridge, how inadequate that bridge is and how we need to have that increased. So the letter is in your packet. Hope everyone got a chance to read it. And any other questions?
I was going to say, I worked on that project in 2002. When you go over the bridge towards Preston, they put the two lanes going that way to get the lane turning left and the lane turning right separated. And that was a 1999-2000 traffic study, and the project was done around the 2002 time frame. So it's been 22 years, and it's only gotten busier. So yeah. I can't imagine that they're trying to say the two lanes going over is sufficient.
Crazy. Well, now they're talking about putting a rotary at that intersection. I'm not kidding you.
Yeah, two state roads.
I'm not kidding you.
I love rotaries.
No, I don't like that there.
Not there.
I think they're great. Stop signs.
I'm not kidding you. The traffic's going like 35, 40 miles an hour, and that's there's no stopping. You're going to roll into a rotary with commercial vehicles? No, that ain't going to work. So if you could, I guess, ready for a roll call, vote?
Yeah. Favor.
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 Favor. So it's 6-0 in favor. All right, the town of Montville hereby resolves to add the police taser purchase to the capital improvement plan.
So moved.
Second.
All right. Any discussion?
Is the lieutenant or the chief going to speak on it?
I believe the chief Blanchett. Yeah. I asked him to come and say a few words.
Good evening. Bill Blanchett, chief of police. The current taser that we're using right now is the X26, X26P. Came into creation 2003. They stopped producing them in 2014. We were still up till last year able to get service for these. We could send them back, they'd repair them. They're no longer repairing them. We have several that are down. We had to look for a new platform. Taser International really is the only game in town when it comes to less lethal in that realm. They currently offer the Taser 7, which is older technology, but still being sold, in the Taser 10. Taser 10's got some advantages. One, it's got 10 individual probes that can be used. If you miss, you have 9 more shots to get a connection of 2 probes. Its distance increases from 25 feet to nearly 45 feet, which, if you've ever been dealing with somebody that was looking to harm themselves or others with a knife or a gun, that extra distance would be welcome. The difference in price is minimal. Switching over, we've been in talks with Taser International numerous times. They're holding the price, the 2024 price for us. What we're looking to do is, if it's approved and we go through capital, we're going to outfit the entire department. They'll bill us in 5 years. It'll be like a lease purchase plan. It would be $29,185.96 per year for the 5 years of the contract. That would be 32 tasers that that would be issued out. So if there's any questions on that, I can answer them.
Did you say it shoots 10 probes?
Not at the same time. So you can actually pull the trigger 10 times.
Okay.
Yeah, so right. What we're looking for is 2 probes to hit. And
you're messing around.
You know, typically with the tasers that we have now, when you fire the taser at somebody, there are 2 probes that come out. They're attached to wires. And if one of the probes hits and the other one doesn't, it's ineffective. You have to follow through what they call a drive stun, but you're getting in close. The Taser 7, which is still for sale now, operates on that same premise. And if you miss, you have to take the cartridge off. You have to take a cartridge out of your belt, reload it, and try it this way. The Taser 10 is the same size, but it's loaded with 10 individual probes. So if you fire twice and one of them misses, you have 8 more shots to try and get a connection. So it's something that we need. Like I said, we're you know, one of the big things that they look for in a police use of force situation is, especially a deadly use of force, did you have less lethal options? And you know, obviously capstan, the oleoresin capsicum that we carry, the batons that we carry, but for anything to close that distance, the taser is the only game in town. So I would look for your support to get this on capital.
I just want to point out that there was a story I read in the paper, I saw it on the news as well, about an incident that happened at Route 82 and 163 at the gas station there, where it was really interesting. The whole story is interesting, that we knew about some activity in the area, and we had somebody kind of staking out different areas, and just so at that night, somebody came into that gas station, broke into it, and this is where the story gets, I think, interesting and poignant to this, is that the officer came up to arrest this person, and correct me if I'm wrong, he used the taser, and it was ineffective, and so he had to basically physically...
For 5 minutes
until the other police officer showed up to help him. So But the whole story was really interesting. I want to say thank you to whoever came up with that. Was a really good plan, because you took a bad guy off the street that was, you know, robbing all these stores in the area. So, so that was one point.
But that was Tom Lalamere, and the midnight shift that night, we got hit on Route 85 the night before, commercial burglary. So the midnight shift that night took it upon themselves to sit at different commercial establishments. It just happened to be the one that Tom Lalamere was sitting at. And case in point, his taser was ineffective because one of the probes missed.
Right.
Had he had the taser 10, it would have saved the 5 minutes of fighting, which I can tell you, watching the video and hearing him only use one expletive, I'll say, for 5 minutes of fighting with a guy was pretty incredible. He did a great job. And
I just want to point out that that's an example why these tasers are important and can be a lifesaver.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And those have to get tested so often,
yeah,
correct?
Yeah, they spark test them every day. Everything is recorded now, so if they do, there's a taser deployment. Even with the ones we're using now, they have to download it. The nice thing about the new ones, not like I'm trying to sell them, but the old ones we have to buy batteries for and you have to buy cartridges. The new ones are rechargeable, so the battery, you don't have to buy those anymore. Makes it a little bit easier, so when the taser gets down in juice, I'll say, there'll be spare batteries that they can take out like they do with their portable radios, and so they should be a little bit more user-friendly. I had mentioned to Chairman May the reason I'd like to switch, because we were talking about doing it piecemeal, and Councilor Yuchnik can attest to this, the training, you have to do training every year, and if we have two different platforms, then we have to do two different training cycles, and it's going to be a lot less headache for us if we can go through, get everybody, Taser will deliver the new Taser 10s all in one piece, and then we've got 5 years to pay for it. So,
yeah, this did go through finance a couple iterations, and that was, I put it out to the chief, like, give me all the different ways, like, can we just buy five at a time, or 10 at a time, and then, because it is a huge expense for these, but the deal, getting them all at once in a lease purchase on the capital plan, is the most cost effective at this point. So I did push him to make, different iterations, and
we
he showed me the numbers.
And I support your safety out there. Just hearing that incident where, if he had had those, it could have been a totally different thing. I can't imagine being out there fighting someone for 5 minutes, trying to hold him down.
Oh, it's a long time.
5 minutes is a long time. I don't care how, everybody's sitting out there thinking about it. When you're going against somebody, that's a long amount of time.
Not to share trade secrets or anything, but following the, watching the body cam video, following his encounter when the other officers got there and took him into custody at that point, there was no resistance because both Officer Lalamere and the suspect were extremely winded. You can hear off to the side Officer Lalamere retching as his pasta dinner that he just had came up because he was completely exhausted.
Yeah.
He did a great job. He really did. So,
I think this is a great idea. Anything we can do to lessen the lethal use of force is that's our responsibility, and we're glad we're able to.
I appreciate that very much.
I also want to talk on this. Back in 2010, when I was still in the police department, myself and another officer went on a call, and the gentleman pulled a knife. We both shot our tasers at him, and we both only got one prong into him, so it was completely ineffective. If we had this type of technology back then, where we could have just pulled the trigger again, I wouldn't have been stabbed, and that guy would still be alive. So I am all for it. Go for the expensive one.
It's about $300 more per unit, so it's not
well
even
worth
that.
Well worth it.
Yeah, not even that much different. So, all right.
Thanks, Chief.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah, I have a roll call vote, please.
Councilor Karen.
Favor.
Councilor Lakeford.
Favor.
Councilor Sebelius.
Favor.
Councilor Southern.
Favor.
Councilor
Favor.
Favor. So that is 6-0 in favor. Thank you, Chief. Alrighty, let's go to 16G. The town of Montville hereby resolves.
You got F first.
F.
Oh, thank you. I'm just moving right along on this. Item 16F. The town of Montville hereby resolves to approve the fee schedule for extra police duty. And did we get the fee schedule?
I have that. The current
so moved.
Fee schedule I have.
Second.
Discussion, please. Sorry.
Yeah, the current fee schedule identifies the new hourly rate that the officers in their CBA. It also allows for $20 an hour for the cars and a 10% administrative cost. The chief did some research on what other departments are getting, and an increase in this is not unreasonable. I'm asking if we can do a 30% administrative fee and a $50 an hour for the cars.
And then the other state, what's the other hourly rate for the
for the officers?
Yes.
The hourly rate is regular is $81.68.
That's per the new contract, correct?
Right, that's per the new contract.
Right.
No, it's what, Mr. Radford? Lieutenant?
$81.68.
The way they came up with that fee is there is a there's some administrative percentages attached to our hourly rate, which makes up that 81, and then they do an additional 10% on top of that. I'm sorry, you're right, 62.
So yeah, to handle your
62 is our 62, new hourly
right.
rate.
I'm sorry.
Just want to be clear. I don't necessarily need to know what the actual police officer's hourly rate is. What is the fee schedule for the officer?
That's what I just
said.
Okay, that's
That's already, he just brought that up.
The 81.68 is with that 20 with the 10% administrative cost. You're right. So the hourly rate is 62, but the per hour for the cars right now is at 20, and the administrative fee is at 10%.
So you need a motion to increase the presented fee increases.
Right. So but right now we have approved the fee schedule. Typically that would be a piece of paper. So right now is the town of Montville resolves to approve the increase to the fee schedule for extra police duty for the administrative costs to go to 30%.
Correct.
And the police car hourly rate to read $50 an hour.
From 20 to 50, yep.
No, to read $50 an hour. It's a new
right.
And then the police hourly rate is 81.
No. The police hourly rate currently right now on Monday through Friday is 62.
Okay. So that'll just remain the same then. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Do I need to reread that?
No, I don't think you're right.
No.
You're okay. 30% and 20 and 50.
Second.
Any discussion? All right. Roll call, please.
Favor.
So that's 6-0. Agnes, do you have enough information? Were we clear enough? I want to make sure you got everything, all the information you need. Item 16G, the town of Montville resolves to review and approve the silent panic alarm procedure as recommended by the town administrative rules and procedure standing committee.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All right. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? So that is 6-0 in favor. Do you want to do it?
We should do a roll call.
Do we need to do a roll call?
We do a roll call. We do a roll call.
All right, let's do that as a roll call vote, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. So it's 6-0.
Well, I got mine.
The town of Montville hereby resolves to review and approve the fire drills for the town hall policy as recommended by the town administration rules and procedures standing committee.
So moved.
Second.
All right, any discussion?
On that, on the language, on the fourth paragraph, first sentence, there was a typo, and where it says evacuating to the side parking lot ensures all personnel are safe from any. The word that's in there right now is and just change the word to any firefighting actions.
That's a, I think that's considered a Scribner's error. I don't know if we need
okay.
to
just
put that in there.
Just pointing it out, and that's per the.
Anytime you have something you just need to clarify for legibility, I think that's okay.
But okay.
We will note that there are conditional changes that need to be done to make it read easier.
So these were like created and reviewed by TARP mainly for, you know, the safety of people that work in town hall. The silent panic alarm is for any type of emergency where they feel unsafe. They just press a button in their office and it goes right to the police. It's not to be used for injuries or fire. It's only if there's an unsettling situation and they don't feel comfortable calling. The fire drills are just standard operating procedure for any building, really. I like the fact that they're going to do them unannounced so the employees won't be able to plan ahead and get their coffee and their coat. And, like, it's got to be real if you're going to practice right. So, yeah. Let's go.
Right. That was good, Nick.
Any other discussion? Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. So there's 6-0 in favor. All right, it's this time. Remarks from the public with a 3-minute limit. Remarks from the public with a 3-minute limit. And one more time, remarks from the public for the 3-minute limit. All right, hearing none, let's moving on. Remarks from the councilors and the mayors. Start off with, let's start off with the mayor tonight.
No comment. We're good.
Okay. Councilor Southard?
I don't have anything really to say. I'm just happy that we're going to be able to get these tasers. They sound pretty amazing, and keeping our officers safe and preventing tragedies is what's most important. So, yeah, Happy New Year, everybody.
Councilor Karen?
You know, I congratulate Ann and all your good help with all that you guys have gotten on with working. That's not easy to get all that stuff you guys are working on. I know when I did my 501c3 and worked on that, it took so much time. So if I can ever help you on any of that, I would love to. And congratulations on, that we're going to get the tasers. That's fantastic. The councilors, thanks for supporting that. And to our youth service director, I love the youth scoop. I love sitting here looking at it. Fantastic job. And congratulations to your staff and the kids for tonight and all that they do.
That's
not going to lie, I really wish those tasers shot out 10 probes at a time. Other than that, I have
that is. That is so cool.
Councilor Leavitt.
I just want to give a shout out. Thank you to the police department. This week I received 2 phone calls about red bandanas being tied to signposts out in the Montville Manor. I called the non-emergency line, and the next morning I got a text message saying the red bandanas were gone. I don't know what it was all about, but it was enough to cause alarm for some people, and our police department was right on top of it. I know everyone sees the police department, and they just feel like they're about to get a ticket, but, you know, Chief Blanchette shared a story tonight. They're out there for our safety and to make us feel warm and safe in the neighborhoods that we live in, and we can't be more thankful to have such a great police department, and thank you for all that you do.
Councilor Sevilla?
We're right around an hour, so I'm going to keep it short. I think this is my shortest one ever. So,
wow.
No, thank you guys for coming. Thanks for caring about our town, and we'll see you at the next one. Appreciate it.
I just want to say that just looking at a lot of the activity around the different communities, there was a bank robbery in Waterford, and that was a big deal. A lot of things are happening, and we need to, I'll just reiterate, our police are out there doing a really good job. and making our town safe. So, and it shows, and it's really good that they're doing a great job. And I do want to say thank you. So with that, motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Motion to adjourn. Did he do a motion to adjourn?
Do you have a second?
I have.
Motion to adjourn. Mr. Chairman? Motion to adjourn.
He made it. It got seconded. We all in favor.
All in favor. You need Robert's rule of order.
Aye.
Then you know.
I'm going to talk to the chief about practicing those tasers on you.
Two water bottles, huh?
Yeah. What do you want to do that to me for? I'm a nice guy.
Damn.
Can I just...